Hello everybody, thank you for coming along to this event. I'm going to play you a selection of ancient Scottish, Welsh and Irish tunes today. This is a programme I'm putting together, I've put together for the museum in St Andrews, because they have an exhibition on about, in Victorian times, rediscovering the medieval and the ancient traditions. And so it's a kind of, it's a bit second-handy, you know, that I've tried to find medieval tunes through Victorian eyes. So, let's see what we think. And we'll start off with a tune. This first tune, it's a very ancient tune. It's connected to the heroic tales about Ossian and Finn McCool, who was like the top hero in ancient Scottish and Irish tradition. And this tune comes from a Scottish aristocrat, Sinclair. And I don't know where he got it from, but he wrote and sent it to all of the, anybody who was collecting and publishing music in the 19th century. So originally it would have been a song tune, but we don't have the words, because we just have the nice tune, so. Okay, now the next tune I'm going to play you is also from the old Scottish tradition. This is a tune that comes out of the bagpipe tradition, which goes back as far as you like and is still alive in the present day. The pipers still play this music. But what I've done is I've gone back to quite an early version of this tune, it's a pipe tune that was printed for piano. And there's lots of connections between piano and harp all down the ages. And so this is an experiment to play on the harp a piano arrangement of a bagpipe tune. And the tune, nobody knows how old it is really, but it's said to be connected to this medieval battle. And so if you want to be romantic and ancient, then you can imagine it being composed in the 15th century and performed at the time of the battle. And if you want to be boring, you can say, oh, it was made up. Not very long ago. so nobody knows.
Thank you.
Okay, so we'll turn to Wales now. The Welsh harp tradition is connected to the Scottish and Irish harp traditions, but it's also a little bit different. In Wales, there's an ancient manuscript of medieval harp tunes, which is very exciting, but it's written in a really weird script, and nobody knows how to read it. So over the centuries, lots of different people have tried. And this is an interesting one, because this is somebody who tried to read the ancient manuscript in the early 1800s, 1802, I think. And they published it in their book, and it's quite a short little tune. I think they got it all right. And then they made up a whole load of traditional variations for it. So that's what I'm going to play you now. I'm not going to play you all the variations because there's too many, but we'll have a go. So it starts out with this kind of very austere medieval ceremonial march, and then off it goes.
Thank you.
So much for the Welsh harp traditions. Now we'll turn to Ireland, and I'm going to play you two tunes from the old Irish harp tradition. And we'll start off with a strange little tune said to have been composed in the 13th century for the Burns, who nobody knows anything about. So it's all a bit of a mystery. But this tune's interesting because this is one of the tunes you learn. This is one of the beginner's tunes that you learn to play on the harp, which I think is rather terrifying because it's not easy. But they were strict in those days. There was no messing around with. For the last tune, This one's a bit of an experiment, because all the other tunes I've played for you have come out of printed books from the 19th century, the kind of thing that I look at up in the Whiten Centre in the Central Library here in Dundee. But this last one, there is no score for it. This is based on a newspaper article which describes the playing of an old Irish harper who came to Scotland in the 1840s, and he played the famous tune Brian Boru's March. And the newspaper article describes all the things he does, and it's very interesting. And I thought, well, we can do that, but I've never tried this before. So this really is an experiment, okay? And it's, the idea is that it tells the story of the Battle of Clontarf. So this is Brian Boru's March. When he went to the Battle of Clontarf and fought the Danes and beat the Danes and gave them a real drubbing and they all ran away. And if you listen very carefully, the Irish army are far away, but you can hear them. Approaching the field of battle. They are at it, the Irish and the Danes. Danes are broken and fled, and the Irish cry in victory. They're celebrating the victory. They have found the old king murdered in his tent. Lamenting for the death of the king. They are marching with the old, brave old king's body to Drogheda. Thank you.